Oh, okay. Okay, thanks.
Guys, ready? Call to order Board of Works for April 22nd. And first up is approval of minutes for the April 8th meeting. We do have a couple corrections we need to make in the minutes. Are you ready for the corrections? Or do you have the corrections?
Yes, sir.
We had a phantom vote there a couple times.
Mr. Bailey corrects me on it.
There you go. I thought that was a St. Louis mistake. Yeah. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as corrected.
Okay, I will second.
And since Mr.
I'll abstain.
Glenn wasn't here, I'll abstain. So.
Okay. That passes 2-0. Next is approval of minutes for the Thursday, April 18th meeting.
And that we got email. Is that in the packet? Yeah, it's here on it. Yeah. Okay. And do we have an addendum or something to that, or is this the corrected addendum?
This is correct.
This is the corrected. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of April 18th.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is city department head reports.
Ward Becker, Fire Chief. We are up to 785 runs at the present time. All of our equipment is in pretty good shape right now. I did receive a resignation from one of our younger firefighters who's decided to leave or has to leave for personal reasons. And so I'll be looking at accepting some applications to fill that spot. Thank you.
Phil Cooper, City Inspector, 4-8 to the day. We had 56 violations, that's including grass, and 9 junk billings sent out, and we had 32 permits issued. So.
Thanks, Phil.
Rice Street Department, today we put up the Oliphant Gate, the Portland Red Skelton Gate, and the Main Street Gate. Had a lot of good help. Worked out well.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce. All those are installed for the upcoming rise in the river.
I'm glad you didn't say flood, Mayor.
Thank you.
Terry Barmish, Director of the Animal Shelter. April 18, new volunteers. 11 reclaims, 8 cats adopted, 16 dogs adopted, 2 surrendered, and animals that came through the door so far, 22.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We've had a busy Monday with the weather break again, looking nice outside. We would remind everybody we continue to have increased traffic enforcement with the governor's clicker ticket project. So we encourage people to wear their seat belts and keep their children in safety seats. So there is an increased presence out on the roads looking for those types of violations. The new vehicles that we talked about last time coming in, they are decaled and back at the station. We're in the process of some equipment coming in for those, and we'll be looking forward to getting those scheduled so we can have that installed and getting those on the road as quick as possible. So, where we're at.
Thanks, Dustin.
Steve Beeman, Parks Director. Pool update, I think we all know, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the referendum. We would like everyone to get out and exercise their right to vote. We've been on Facebook. Well, we've been everywhere.
So yes, you have.
If you don't know about it, then that's your own fault, because we've tried to spread the word as much as we can. But there's also early voting, which is available at the courthouse on the second floor. The girls can take care of you up there. Precincts will open at 6 a.m. They are the normal precincts. They wanted to keep it as regular as possible. So if anyone has any questions, they can contact us about that. The weekend prior to that, May 4th, is the CASA Vincennes Grand Prix, Racing for a Reason, which will be out at Greg Park this year. We will be closing the park Friday. I can't remember what we said, early morning or...
What's the date? What's the date again?
The third is when we're closing the park, probably about noon, maybe.
Yeah, noon to 3.
To set up. They've got 500 hay bales coming in, and we've got to wrap that orange fencing around the inside and the outside of the main road. And then races Saturday will be the celebrity races and things like that. And then Friday or Sunday will be the main races.
And what are the dates again on that?
The 4th and 5th of May.
May 4th and 5th.
We've done a couple fundraisers. We had Arby's the other night, which was, I think, the night of the chamber. We had a very nice turnout. Thank you to them for doing that for us. We have one this Wednesday, April 24th, at Mr. Getty's from 4:30 to 9. We will have a table set up. We're selling T-shirts. There's a picture of the T-shirts on our Facebook page. We also have our board meeting that night at 6:30. We couldn't have it last week. We didn't have a quorum. Campground is closed, obviously, if we put up the floodgates. That makes sense. We've been mowing. Rentals are full swing. Everything is filling up. May 1st starts our Good Samaritan Health screenings that we do every year with them. They come out to Greg Park the first Wednesday of every month, and they do they do different health screenings in the morning from 7 to 9. They'll be in front of the enclosed shelter house. The first one's May 1st. And then we heard back from Glory Jean Greif from she was the lady that we hired a couple years ago, about 18 months ago, to do the state and the National Historical Society of Greg and Kimmel. Everything's been turned in. She's very positive that we will hear something back by July 1st, that we have made the list, which will allow us then to apply for some grants through the DNR. Kimmel Park needs some work, obviously, and with the river, just like now. I mean, it rises 3 or 4 times a year. It's underwater, so it has a lot of areas. But again, to end 2 weeks from tomorrow is a referendum. We want everyone to get out and vote as you like. I can't say which way, but we... May 7th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at your normal voting precincts. And you can also early vote. So that's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll move on to new business.
Vote early vote.
Huh?
Vote early vote office.
First up is use of city stage for the Ray Wiley Hubbard June 27th concert. Mark McNeese.
Steve, if you can't say to vote for it, I sure can, so please vote for that. I am on the committee for the Ray Wiley Hubbard concert June 27th. They forgot to ask for use of the city stage, so I am here requesting that for them. I told them I would.
So we told you it was okay to have a concert, but we didn't give you a stage.
That's right? Correct. Details. Okay. Better request it.
So here's your opportunity.
They already currently have their insurance. Is that correct? They already.
Oh, okay.
Do. Yeah.
And this particular concert is about. I mean, it's a.
It's a country western guy, Texas guy that's going to come in and play for free.
Oh, okay.
Down there, I think if the pool referendum does pass, which I accept, I hope it does. I think they're going to be raising some money for as well.
Great. Okay.
This is through First Vincent Savings?
First Vincent Savings and Best Way Express are the two sponsors of that event.
Okay.
Actually have an opening act that day as well.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
So I'll make a motion that we approve Mr. McNeese's request for use of the city stage for the June 27th concert as described.
And Bryce, we just need a guy to let us in. We'll have prisoners down there to help. I'll do that for you, Shirley. Okay. We'll have them down there to help set it up. We've already got permission to them. Thanks, Shirley.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you are up again.
Yeah, but it's under March McNeese, which I really like. Yes, that's kind of cool.
March. March
McNeese. It's nice.
You're a month late.
Knox County Watermelon Festival, August 3rd, which is Saturday. We have a number of things that we request for that. One, the stage again. We've used it the last 2 years that we've had that stage. Then we actually block the streets, which is the Patrick Henry Drive and then Market Street. We start that about Friday evening at say 2:30, 3 o'clock. Sometimes it's even been as late as 4. We do that just to ensure people don't park there overnight from and that area is all clear.
Oh, it's in there.
It's in there, okay.
I got a letter in there, I think, don't I?
Yes, you do.
All right, and then also we request a dumpster. We have a dumpster that's put on First Street, kind of in front of Burkhardt Insurance's parking lot there, and you guys in the past have waived the fee to do that. I'm asking that you would do that again. And then the final one is the 5K run, and if you notice, there's a 5K run on that. It's the Watermelon Run. It's been going on for 15, 16 years now. I've provided you with a map. I hope our insurance company faxed you the insurance today to show you that we have the insurance for this. GRC has already gave us approval to use Patrick Henry and their area over there. We're coming before you guys do the formal request. Old National, it's the Old National Fun 5K run.
And you're using the same route, correct?
Exact same route.
Okay.
Flat.
Dusty, do you have any problems with the route? It's flat.
We'll have an ambulance following people in case you twist an ankle or something.
This year you don't have to carry a watermelon while you're running.
Do not have to follow and carry a watermelon, but you can dress up in a watermelon suit if you like, Mark.
I might. There might be. Maybe we can get Dwayne to do that. That'd be, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
So that's, I think in all those requests, that's all I have. Stage, street block, dumpster, 5K run, and currently have approval through GRC. We also get the electricity, basically, which ran through them. I mean, it's part of you guys.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that for the August 3rd Watermelon Festival, we make use of the city stage and set up as requested. Also, the closing of streets around Patrick Henry Drive and surrounding areas, also the use of the dumpster to be placed on First Street with no fee, and also approving the use of city streets for the Watermelon Run.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, guys.
Great. Thanks, nice. Mark.
Item C on this agenda, we're going to remove. Going to be here, so we'll move to the main 13.
Okay.
Next is
Alan Stewart, and I represent Keep Vincennes Rolling. Keep Vincennes Rolling is a relatively new organization in town, actually formed as an initiative of the mayor's office, and Carol Hacker is an administrative assistant, one of our leaders. Our goals are to promote awareness of bicycle, benefits of bicycle riding, bicycle safety, healthy lifestyles. Our president is Amber Gherkin, and some of the projects we're involved in, we'll be doing a Healthy Kids Day at the YMCA and having a bike rodeo this weekend. We'll be promoting a bike ride on July 20th this year. And one of the other things we have is a Ride Your Bike to School Day, and we'd like to do it with all the elementary schools in the county. We started with Riley Elementary School, and that's scheduled for May 8th. And on that day, we will have permission slips sent to the parents. The week before, we'll have safety instructions for the children, and then we'll have student escorts meeting the students at areas around the schools, and I think you have a map there showing that. We would like some assistance from the police force, particularly in crossing Hart Street, if that would be possible, from 7:45 to 8:15. And then during the day, we'll have a bike rodeo, an assembly with treats, and escorts for the students riding back home at 2:45 that afternoon.
Okay. So, Chief, you're on board with those locations and times? That works for you?
Yep.
Okay. We'll make a motion that we approve use of the Vincennes Police Department at the locations for Ride Your Bike to School Day on May 8th, which include 8th and Broadway,
the cross of Hart and Ninth, Ninth and Scott, 13th and Scott, 13th and Locust, and 10th and Oak.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dr. Stewart.
Thanks, Dr. Stewart. Okay. Anything under miscellaneous? If not, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
That was nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Excellent.